आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we have seen the Shishya, the disciple, has shared his experience from verse number 480 to 520. Truly speaking, the whole Vivek Churamani is summarized in these 40-41 verses, from 480 to 520. Now, after listening to his experience, now Guru is giving the final words of advice to him how to live after this, after he has experienced the truth, how he should live in this world. Iti natam avalokya, iti thus, natam, prostrating, avalokya, having seen. We have seen the disciple prostrating again and again and again. Sishyavarya, Vartis is the best sishya. Why best sishya? Because he has reached his goal. He has experienced the truth. So whatever labor given by teacher, whatever effort put in by teacher has borne the fruit. He is seeing, he has experienced. Samadhigata. Samadhigata means very well. The way he described, Guru is now very, very happy. No, he has got it. And Atma Sukham. Samadhigata, and very well got the Atma Sukh. The Shishya has got the Atma Sukh. He has got the bliss. He has realized the truth, therefore, Prabuddha Tattvam, awakened to the reality. Now he is awakened to the Atman or the reality, Pramudita Hriday, and the teacher is Pramudit, very glad, where Hriday, in his heart, is very, very happy. Sa Desikendra, that Desik, the teacher Indra. Desikendra means the best teacher, the Indra, the Raja in all teacher. Punah idam aha, punah again, he said. What? Vacha param, the supreme word. So Supreme Lord, he said again, Mahatma, that Mahatma, the great teacher, said something to Sisya that we will see now. And this advice is from 521 to 575, nearly end of the text. And it after that is Videha Mukti, the talk of the Videha Mukti. Now 522.
Brahma Pratyaya Santati Jagadatah.
Brahma Pratyaya Santati Jagadatah.
Brahmaiva Tat Sarvatah.
Brahmaiva Tat Sarvatah.
Pashyadatma Drisha Prashanta Manasa.
Pashyadatma Drisha Prashanta Manasa.
Sarvasvavasthasvapi Rupanandavekshitam kimavitah Rupanandavekshitam kimavitah Chakshusmatam vidyate Tadvad Brahma Vidasatah Kimaparam Tadvad Brahma Vidasatah Kimaparam Buddhir Viharaspadam Brahma Pratyaya Santatir Jagadatah Brahmaiva Tat Sarvatah Pasyadhyatma Drisha Prashanta Manasa Sarvasvavasthasvapi Rupadannadavekshitam Kimavitah Chakshusmatam Vidyate Tadvat Brahma Vidasatah Kimaparam Buddhir Viharaspadam.
Guru says, Pasya, in the second line, the first word, Pasya. Pasya means see. See, last word of the second line, Sarvasu Avasthasu, in all condition, in all situation, in all circumstances, what to see? Guru is saying, you see always. What to see? Brahma Pratyaya Santati Jagatah. Brahma Pratyaya, Brahman. Pratyaya, the thought. Santati, unbroken. Jagat. Jagat. In Jagat also, you should always have a continuous thought of Brahman. Jagat is also Brahman. Atah Brahma eva tat sarvatah. Atah, therefore, Brahma eva alone. Tat sarvatah. In every aspect it is Brahman only. The whole Jagat is Brahman only. So Sisya is seeing world with the highest vision. It is unbroken perception of Brahman in this universe. So in every aspect it is nothing but Brahman. It is nothing but Brahman. Remember Dirgdir Sivivek. Asti Bhanti Priya Nam Roop. Now Sisya is seeing Asti Bhanti Priya. Continuously. Ajnani sees Nam Roop only. Now he is seeing continuously Asti, Bhati and Priya. Before realization, we all have the Jagat Pratyaya, the thought of Jagat only. After realization, Brahma Pratyaya. Continuously there is a thought of that Brahman. He is seeing existence everywhere. So there are two steps to reach there. What are those two steps? There is Jagat and in which we see Brahman. This is the first step. There is a Jagat and in Jagat we say there is a Brahman. And the second step is there is no Jagat, only Brahman is there. We have to reach to that state. Our understanding is that there is a Jagat, in that Jagat there is a Brahman. We have to reach a state where there is only Brahman, there is no Jagat. No Jagat. So we talk about Advaita, we accept two factors, Brahman and Maya. Whenever we want to explain this creation, we have to bring in Maya. Otherwise we can't explain it. It is Dvait. So if we say Brahman and Maya, everybody says that there are two. The two, Brahman is one, Maya is another thing. Two things are there. But they don't understand that the Maya is unreal, Brahman is real. When we study Vedanta, we come to know that the Maya is unreal and Brahman is real. There are no two real. To accept, explain plurality, we bring in Maya. Maya is not real. First we say Maya is there, analyze each and every object. Each object you take, analyze it. You will find one common factor in every object. Emotion and thought. This is Jagat. Objects, emotions and thought. In each of them, one common factor you will find is the existence. That existence is continuously there. That existence is Brahman. Go more in detail. It is Brahman which is appearing in the form of Jagat. Now there is no need to bring Maya. It is non-dual Brahman alone. In Panchadasi, in chapter 10, we have seen Paramatma Advayananda Purna Purvam Samaya Swayam Eva Jagat Bhutva. He became Jagat. And after that, he entered into that Jagat. Pravishat Jiva Rupataha. So therefore, Lord Brahman became Jagat and he entered into it. So what is this Jagat? Jagat is Brahman only. Therefore, Shishya is seeing now Brahman alone, nothing else. When we go to in a jewelry shop, see, a jnani will see only Namarup. Namarup. Pratyaya. But a goldsmith goes there. So he will always have a gold pratyaya. Not Namarup pratyaya. He will see how much gold is there in that ornament, in that jewelry. But a jnani, he will see only Namrup. Oh, this looks very beautiful. He sees only Namrup. But he is not seeing how much gold is there. In the same way, Shastra says, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Sarvam, everything. Khalu, indeed. Idam, this. Whatever is experienced as this, it is Brahman only. Or, Neha Nana Asti Kinchana, Na Iha, here. Not here, nana, plurality, duality, asti is kinchan. There is no duality, no plurality. Sarvam Vasudev iti, in Bhagwan in Gita will say this, all is Vasudev only, nothing else than that. So Shishya is now established in Brahman. Acharya advises him, don't fall from that state. Don't fall from that state. So how to remain in that state? So it is the one word is given, Adhyatma Drisa. Adhyatma Drisa. In the second line you will find the word Adhyatma Drisa. With the vision of self. With the vision of the self. I have given you the knowledge of the self and you have experience also. With that vision, which we call as the third eye. I have opened your third eye. Keep your eye always open, third eye. Don't run to a surgeon to open the third eye here. Okay? Mera aankh to khula nahi idhar mein. What should I do? I should go and take the help of a surgeon. Please open my third eye here so that I can see the truth. No. It is the eye of wisdom. Now, how he got it? Prasanta mansa, with the serene quiet mind. In the quiet mind only we can see Brahman. When all thoughts are gone, Brahman is there. We have seen this thought, this science many times. When thoughts are not there, the illuminator of thought is always constantly there. Sarvasu avastasu, in all conditions, situation, circumstances, you see Brahman, be it rich or poor, healthy or unhealthy, whether you are preached or you are censored, doesn't matter. See Brahman. The same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also. Tulya ninda stuti mauni santushto yena kenachit aniketa sthirmati bhakti maname priyonara. That bhakti is dear to me. In chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, who is that person? Tulya ninda stuti, whether you are doing ninda or stuti, doesn't matter to him. Mauni. Mauni. Mauni does not mean that he will not speak anything. Mauni means his mind is peaceful. Maun. Santushta, he is contented. whatever he have got. Aniketa. Aniketa means no home here. His home is the Lord. He has reached the abode of Lord. That is his niket. That is his home. Sthirmati. Sthirmati. Now his mati, his intellect is sthir. Yes. This is my goal. I have reached there. Bhaktiman me priya. You see, one is the paristhiti outside. Outside. Which changes? Outside paristhiti changes. We all know outside circumstances change. Situation also changes. Other is the manasthiti for realized person. It will not change. His manasthiti, where is his mind? Always with Brahman. It is not changing. Paristhiti outside will change. The manasthiti of a realized will not change. Why? Because his mind is with the Atman, with the truth, with the reality. Our mind is with the Anatma, which is always changing and perishable. Therefore, we have got the idam vritti of various types. So whether it is Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha or Susupti Avastha, for him the Tattva remains the same. Atman or the Brahman is same in all three Avastha, is the illuminator. On this Atman, on this Brahman, this Jagrat, Swapna, Susupti comes and goes. This is what is happening. Atman and Brahman is there. Jagrat Avastha comes, it goes. Swapna Avastha comes, it goes. Susupti comes, it goes. Another Avastha comes. Continuously throughout the life, we are experiencing that. Guru says, you remain in that state. Remain in that state, Atma state. In that state, you always. After realization, you stay in that state. Don't come down. Rupatanyatavechit kimati chachutam drishyate. Is it ever possible that he who has got eyes can see anything other than the form? The eyes cannot see anything other than the form. If we have got the eye, it will see form. Tadvat, in the same way, Brahmavida satkim aparam buddhe viharaspadam. Tadvat, Brahmavida, knower of Brahman, sataha means there is, kim aparam, what else apart it? Buddhe, intellect, viharaspadam, matter to engage to. So where this buddhi, his buddhi of a realized person will engage? His buddhi will no more engage in the anatma now. His buddhi will be now engaged in the atman only continuously. So too, what is there to engage the intellect of a realized man? Say Brahman. So those whose mind is quiet, they will be able to see Brahman. Mind quiet, thoughtless state. What is yoga? Chitta vritti, nirodha yoga, Patanjali. Chitta, mind. Vritti, thought. Nirodha, cessation. The moment all the vrittis, all the thoughts stop, yoga, you have reached there. Now, with open eyes, what will happen? Yatra yatra mano yati, tatra tatra samadaya, dirgdirsya vivek. With open eyes, whatever he sees, wherever his mind goes, whether it is emotion or thoughts, he sees any objects. So what he is seeing? Asti bhati priya, yatra yatra mano yati, tatra tatra samadaya. So, O Sishya, you maintain adhyatma disha, subjective vision. I have opened your third eye. Don't see anything other than Brahman now. Everywhere with open eyes also, you will be able to see. This is what Bhagwan says in the Vibhuti Yoga and Gita also. With open eyes, I can see Bhagwan. It's not that in the meditation only I will be able to see. With the open eyes also, I can see. Chanakya said to students in his convocation, you came from the all parts of India. Some of them are from Odisha, some are from Bihar, some are from Punjab. Now don't say you are Punjabi, I am Bihari, I am Odia. Now you say I am Bharatvarsi. So similarly, this person will say, yes, I am seeing only Brahman everywhere, nothing else. Atmardisha. Gurudev says, this entire universe is Brahman seen through the mind. Brahman experienced through the thoughts and perception is the world of plurality. This thought we have seen many times. Mind is world. Everything is seen in the mind as a thought. What is mind? Mind is a flow of thought. Therefore, mind is equal to world. When the mind is there, world is there. When mind is not there, world is not there. See this Atman with the inner or the spiritual eye, with the contemplative mind. With the contemplative mind means when the vrittis are all over, you will be able to see it in the quietened mind, in prasant man. It can be experienced. Those who have a pair of eyes, will they ever see anything other than the forms? Those who have a quiet mind, will they ever see anything other than Brahman? In the mind, only two things are there. There are the thoughts, and the thoughts are two types, aham vritti and idam vritti. Aham vritti is ego, idam vritti is all the perception of the object, emotions and thought. When this aham vritti and idam vritti is not there, who is there? Illuminator of the thought. So when all the thoughts are done, what you will see? Will you see any anatma vastu there? No. You will see Atman. Nevertheless, the man of realization has to go through the tragedies and comedies of life. Prarabdha will still be there. According to the prarabdha, for that realized person, will there be sukh and dukh also? He cannot avoid them. But in and through them, he never loses the sight of the idea of that object. Emotions and thoughts are in reality nothing but Brahman. All the objects, emotions and thoughts are nothing but Brahman. Why? Because in each of them, asti bhanti priya nam rup is there. In each of them is asti bhati priya nam rup, and he is seeing asti bhati nam rup. Next.
Kastam parananda rasanubhutim.
Kastam parananda rasanubhutim.
Utsrijya shunneshu rameta vidwan.
Utsrijya shunneshu rameta vidwan.
Chandre mahalla dinidipyamane.
Chandre mahalla dinidipyamane.
Chitrendumalo kaitum kaitchet.
Chitrendumalo kaitum kaitchet.
Kastam parananda rasanubhutim. Utsrijya shunneshu rameta vidwan. Chandre mahalla dinidipyamane. Chitrendumalo kaitum kaitchet.
Kahatam parananda rasanubhutim utsrijya. Kaha, which. Tam, that. Parananda, supreme bliss. Rasanubhutim, reveling in the essence. Utsrijya. Who will give up this reveling in the bliss? One who has reached there, who will give up this? Sunnesu ramet vidwan. Sunnesu pitless. Ramet will revel vidwan. A wise man who is reveling in the bliss, will he give it up that bliss? And revel in the sense objects of the world, which are sunnes, pitless. So which wise man would relinquish the reveling in the supreme bliss for the enjoyment of the paltry thing? So after enjoying the supreme bliss, will any wise person reject bliss and run after objects which have got no joy content? Nobody will go for the lower type of joy. If two types of joys are available, higher joy and the lower joy, everybody wants the higher type of joy. Nobody. Once we have bought a new car and enjoyed the ride, after that we will never buy second-hand car. Never. We want new car only, because we have got trust in that car only. Now he gives a beautiful example. Chandre mahaladinim deepyamane chitre indu malokitam kai chet. Chandre in the moon. Suppose you are seeing the Purnima moon. The last moon, it was said, was very closest to the earth, as if you can just grab it like that. Mahaladini, greatly enchanting. Deepyamane, it is shining. Moon is shining. So when the greatly enchanting moon is shining, chitrendu malokitam kai chet, who would like to see the moon, the painted moon in the picture? Unless you are a tamasic person. If somebody comes and tells you, "Arre, aaj Purnima hai, you chand dekho, kitna sundar hai, it's so beautiful, enchanting." No, no, I am seeing in the, in my TV, I am seeing that moon. So when the greatly enchanting moon is shining, who would wish to gaze upon a painted moon? You see, to see a tiger or a lion, we have to go to zoo. But somebody may say, "No, no, I am seeing the picture, I am happy there." But if you want to see really the movement of tiger and all that thing, you have to go to zoo. Otherwise, you are seeing a dead picture of one motion. Tiger sleeping or sitting or yawning, something like that. That's all. So one who has got the real ananda, he will not go for the nariyal ananda. What is nariyal ananda? Na-real ananda. Break nariyal. One who has experienced the real ananda, will he go for the nariyal ananda? No. Nariyal ananda, ananda from the sense objects. Nariyal water is very good. Na, break it there. Nariyal ananda is not real ananda. Gurudev says, which intelligent man living the supreme state of the bliss of Paramatman would wish to revel in the empty things of the world? The moon shedding its mellow light makes the four quarters of the earth cool and brings relief to one and all from the oppressive heat of the day. Leaving this aside, who will desire to see a painted picture of the moon? Who would rather miss the beauty of the moon rising over the horizon to gaze upon the dead canvas of an arrested moment of reportedly beauty? If you are seeing the painted moon, then according to Gurudev, it is the dead canvas of an arrested moment of a reported beauty. When the source of all happiness is within the bosom, who will court the impermanent joy of the objects? The realized man, having experienced the supreme state of infinite bliss, will not throw even a backward glance upon the sense objects. For sukh, he will not run to sense objects. Don't misunderstand that he will not eat or drink water. So long the body is there, prana is there, hunger will be there, thirst will be there. So long the prarabdha is there, this body will be maintained by prarabdha, it will come. It will come according to the prarabdha. Next.
Asat padarthanubhavena kinchit.
Asat padarthanubhavena kinchit.
Nayasti tripti nacha dukkahanihi.
Nayasti tripti nacha dukkahanihi.
Tadadvayanandarasanubhutya.
Tadadvayanandarasanubhutya.
Tripta sukham tishta sadatma nishtaya.
Tripta sukham tishta sadatma nishtaya.
Asat padarthanubhavena kinchit. Nayasti triptirna cha dukkahani. Tadadvayanandarasanubhutya. Tripta sukham tishta sadatma nishtaya.
Why realized person will not go to unreal? Why will he not? Shankaracharya's explanation, why he will not go. Asat padartha anubhavena kinchit nahi asti tripti na cha dukkani. Asat padartha, unreal. The whole world is unreal. All objects, emotions and thoughts are unreal. Anubhavena, by their experience, kinchit na asti tripti, not even a little bit of tripti is there. Not even a bit. Tripti, contentment is there. Nacha dukkahani. And there is no cessation of misery. No cessation of misery. So in the perception and experience of the objects of unreal, there is neither slightest contentment nor the cessation of misery. But what we want? We want permanent contentment. And we want permanent sukha. Objects of the world will not give me permanent contentment and it will give me only dukkha. Dukkahani will not happen. dukkha will be there. But the aim of Vedanta is atyantik dukkha nibritti and atyantik sukha prapti. From the asat padar, from the object, emotion, and thought, we will not get these two things. One is the permanent tripti or permanent sukha. Madman give example, like our children when they do makhan chor leela, Bhagwan Krishna on the stage. So there will be one Krishna, there will be a pot filled with butter. It's not real butter, it's cotton. It's cotton. And they will go and touch it and lick it like that. There is no real ananda there, it is cotton. Where is that butter? Same is with the object, emotion, the thought of the world. There is no real anand in that. There is no sukh there. Worldly joys are temporary. They come in disguise of happiness, but they are womb of sorrows. They are womb of sorrows. Bhagwan says in Bhagavad Gita, Yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukkha yona evate adyantavanta kaunteya nate suramate buddha. We will be discussing this sloka today in our Gita class. These are all womb of sorrow. In Kathopanishad it is said, na vittena tarpaniya manusya. Any person is never satisfied with the vitta, with the wealth. Tat advya ananda rasa anubhutya tripta sukham tishta sada atma nishtaya. Now he's saying, the Guru is telling his Shishya what you should. Tat advayananda, that advayananda, that non-dual bliss, rasa essence, anubhutya, by realization, tripta sukham. You are tripta. Tripta sukham. Sadatma nishtaya. Tishta, may you always abide in that self. Remain in that state always. Therefore, content in realization of the essence of non-dual bliss, remain happy, ever identified with the self. Now don't disidentify with the Atma and come to Anatma. The moment you come this side, dukkha, dukkha, dukkha will come. The moment you touch object, emotion, thought, Anatma, Anatma will give you dukkha only. So remain or abide in the self and enjoy the bliss of the self. So first two lines are discussing the asat. Last two lines of this verse is discussing about the sat. So somebody may ask question, ki after I realize I become Brahman, I realize the truth. After that, how should I live? Shankaracharya is going to answer this question. After realization, how should I live in the world? But first of all, for all of us, we have to realize first. Is it not so? Here the Shishya has already realized. Therefore, Shankaracharya is telling you what you should do after realization. So we have to reach that state. Gurudev says, 524. Sense demands give us sorrow. In order to end this sorrow, we run toward the sense objects. Sense demand give us joy. It should not be sorrow. Sense demands give us joy. In order to end this sorrow, we run toward the sense object. By quoting the object, the desire to indulge in them multiply. Ragdvesh comes. Once you enjoy something, rag and this will come. This makes us run after sense object again and again. We are doing the same thing throughout the life. The world of objects, emotions and thought is unreal. And so the experience of the object never brings enduring satisfaction and contentment. The principle behind is, finite can never give you infinite result. Finite can never give you infinite result. Impermanent thing will never give you permanent happiness. Endless satisfaction can be gained only by the experience of the essence of the joy of the self. Atmanishtha alone can give us the absolute contentment. At this moment, we are established in the not self, anatmanishtha. Two things, atma and anatma. Where are we abiding now? Identified with whom? Anatma, Anatmanishta. And what is to be done? Get established in the self, Atmanishta, and come to live this bliss. So from identification from Anatma, we have to come to identification with Atma in order to enjoy that bliss. Next.
Swameva sarvatha pasyan.
Swameva sarvatha pasyan.
Manyamana swamadvayam.
Manyamana swamadvayam.
Swanandamanubhunjanah. Kalam nayamahamate. Swameva sarvatha pasyan. Manyamana swamadvayam. Swanandamanubhunjanah. Kalam nayamahamate.
Swameva sarvatha pasyan. Pasyan, beholding. Sarvatha, always. Beholding always what? Swameva, self alone. Always see self alone. Manyamana swam advayam. Manyamana, contemplating. Swam, in the self, which is advayam. That self is non-dual. Beholding the self always, contemplating on the self, which is non-dual. Sarvatha, Gurudev says, sarvatha means sarvatra, sarvabhavena, sarvaprakarena, at all times, in all circumstances, in all places. 24 hours, one thought, one vision should be there. I am truth. I am all this. He is not attracted by the glamour of the world and not carried away by the object, emotions and thought. Swa-anandam anubhunjan. Anubhunjan, enjoying. Enjoying what? Swanandam. Bliss of the self. Enjoy the sukh coming out of himself. That is the sukh of self. This is order of Shankaracharya. Now for sukh, you don't run to object, emotions and thought. You enjoy your own sukh, bliss. Kalam naya mahamati. Kalam naya, kalam time. Naya, may you pass this time. Mahamate, O intelligent one, now you should pass your time. How one should live after realization? You should pass your time in this way. You should always be established in that self and enjoy that bliss. Mahamati, O noble one, the great one. Madan Mohan Malviya was given the title Mahamana. Mahamana. So in this verse, Guru is not saying to do any particular work. Mark, he is not saying to do any particular work. He is only instructing where your mind should always be established. Always in the Atman. He is suggesting that the stay as a normal person, but have one vision. What is that vision? Always stay in that Atman. Do whatever you want. Outside, the work will continue. The body will act. Without action, body cannot stay for even for a moment. So, great people don't stay differently, but they do differently. Great people don't stay differently, but they do differently. Great people from outside also, they are not different from us. But they do differently. Same way, Shishya will do everything as a normal person, but his inner vision is different. Don't expect he will act differently. Gurudev says, the Guru advises the disciple to spend his life seeing in all beings at all times, in all conditions, the play of his own self and contemplating upon his non-dual real nature. Now he writes two paragraphs. When he is contemplating inside and when he is acting outside in the world. There can be only two sthitis. The state of mind inside and outside circumstances. So when your sense organs feel the object around, may that perception be accompanied by a close understanding that all the objects are but different forms of oneself. Swayam eva jagat bhutva. He became all this. When the mind is withdrawn from the object, instead of being plagued by the lust, anger, greed, delusion, passion and jealousy, made constantly reflect upon the non-dual self, enjoying the bliss of the self, O noble one, spend your time. Spend your time meditating inside on the self. When eyes are open, you see the whole world. It is nothing but the Bhagavan himself has become all this. When you are extrovert, see the play of the self alone in the world. Maintain the thought that the world is nothing but Brahman. When you are introvert in the hushed silence of the mind, may you constantly feel that the inner world is also Brahman. Brahman is inside, Brahman is outside. Since thus there is nothing but Brahman everywhere, may you enjoy the bliss of your own self. Next.
Akhanda bodhatmani nirvikalpe. Akhanda bodhatmani nirvikalpe. Vikalpanam yomni pura prakalpayan. Vikalpanam yomni pura prakalpayan. Tadadvayananda mayatmana sada. Tadadvayananda mayatmana sada. Shantim paramitya bhajasvamaunam. Shantim paramitya bhajasvamaunam. Akhanda bodhatmani nirvikalpe. Vikalpanam yomni pura prakalpanam. Tadadvayananda mayatmana sada. Shantim paramitya bhajasvamaunam.
So first advice of Shankaracharya to a realized person is that you always remain identified with the Atman. Number one advice. Number two advice is the Maunam. From verse number 526 to 529, he is going to tell about the Maunam. What is this Maunam? We'll see this. Akhanda bodhatmani nirvikalpe vikalpanam. Akhanda bodhatmani, unbroken knowledge. Unbroken knowledge, without any duality, without any plurality. Nirvikalpe, nirvikalpe, that Atman or that Brahman is without any change. Nirvikalpe, vikalpanam, there is a dualistic conception there. Dualistic conception is there. Then he gives a beautiful example. Vyomni pur prakalpanam. Vyomni, in the sky. In the sky, the clouds are there, and you are doing kalpana. Kalpana of a pur, of a city. As if the clouds appear like a city. Sometimes the formation is like that. We see, oh, this looks like an elephant. Oh, this like the, looks like an America. Oh, this looks like an India. A map is like. And within one moment, again, it's gone. It's all kalpana there. We just see and do the kalpana and it's gone. So always understand that the akhanda bodh is without duality and plurality. That is substratum. In that substratum, plurality or thoughts are rising, falling like a waves in the ocean. And the ocean itself is free of change. Similarly, on the Brahman, all the creations are coming, staying and going. Inside us, on that Atman, Jagratavastha, Swapnavastha, Susuptiavastha, they are coming and going. They all are changing. But the illuminator of these three avastha, Jagratavastha, Swapnavastha, Susuptiavastha, remains the same. Outside in the world, Brahman, the substratum, is one and same. But on that, all the changes are coming and going. Like the waves on the ocean, they are coming and going, but the substrate on the water is one and same. No changes happen to that. Same way, you, O Sishya, you remain akhand in that knowledge. Akhand. You remain always in that knowledge. Tata advaya nandamaya atmana sada. Always remain in that non-dual bliss. Santim parametya bhajasva maunam. Santim, peace. What type of peace? Param santim, supreme peace. Etya, having got. Bhajasva maunam. May you live in silence. May you live in silence. So attaining supreme peace, live in silence. So Anand and Shanti are the two sides of the same coin, you know. When Anand is there, Shanti is there. Anand is there and Shanti is there. In kindle life you will find, whenever our desires are fulfilled, what happened? When the desire is there, mind is agitated. Continuously agitating. I want. The moment you get it, it becomes peaceful. Till next desire comes. So the when mind is not agitated, it is sukh. It is sukh. And when the mind is agitated, what is that? That is dukkha. And jnanam labdha param shanti, it is said in Bhagavad Gita. Jnanam labdha param shanti. You will get the shanti. Shanti means sukh. Shanti means sukh. Agitation means dukkha. Bhajasva maunam. Bhajasva means to remain, live in that maunam. Don't do anything. Maunam has different degrees, you know. Maunam at different level also. Maunam at the speech level. I have taken a maunabrata. A jnani will say, maunabrata. What is maunam? I will not speak. But I will tell you by my gesture. Ja. Come. He is not saying, but the mind. Mind is full of agitation. Shankaracharya says, maunam means sanyat vak. Sanyat vak means speak only whenever it is required. On the other side, a realized person will speak lot of things, but his mind is not agitated. This is maunam. A jnani will speak less. Speak less. In America, it is more. Secrecy, always there secrecy. Even children, when they become 18 year old, they will not allow their parents to go to the doctor. Mere bachche ko kya hua hai? Maa baap, they are always worrying. I should go and see the doctor, what has happened to him. But the child, no, secrecy. What happens to say, what is the state of mind of that person? Agitating, continuously agitating. I am keeping it secret, I will not speak. Where is the jnani? Jnani will speak. What is the state of mind? Jnani state of mind is peaceful. A jnani state of mind? Disturbed. This is maunam. Gurudev says about this. Projecting the world upon Brahman is like building castle in the air. In the Atman, which is indivisible, non-dual, you see the panchakosa, the three bodies, and I and mind, the world of objects. All this is like imagining a city in the sky, Vyomni Pura Prakalpanam. It has no existence at all. It is just a superimposition. Renouncing this fancy and keeping the mind and the intellect quiet, enjoy the supreme peace. How to practice maunam? Shankaracharya is saying, keep, mind should be quiet. Mind should be quiet. This is real maunam. Let not your mind worry over the dead, the unborn and the living. Don't worry about the whole world. It is coming and going. They are all mere figments of imagination and as fanciful as castles in the air. So don't give much importance to it. Continuing the same thought, next verse 527.
Tushnim avastha paramopashantihi.
Tushnim avastha paramopashantim.
Buddhe rasat kalpa vikalpa hetoho. Brahmatmana brahma vidho mahatmanah. Brahmatmana brahma vidho mahatmanah. Yatra dvayananda sukham nirantaram. Yatra dvayananda sukham nirantaram. Tushnim avastha paramopashantihi. Buddherasat kalpa vikalpa hetoho. Brahmatmana brahma vidho mahatmanah. yatradvayananda sukham nirantaram.
Tusnim avastha, it is a state of total calmness. Tusnim. Tusnim avastha. Param upasanti, supreme peace. Param supreme. Upasanti, peace. So, tusnim avastha, state of utter calmness. Fancy attraction of the world totally stopped. Totally stopped. No more vrittis there. Then serenity in the mind is experienced. At that time, when the vritti is not there, you experience that calmness. When one abides in the self, all agitation stop. Now there is only shanti. Only shanti is there. And who is bringing the ashanti? Buddhe asat kalpa vikalpa hetu. Buddhi of the mind, asat, unreal, kalpa vikalpa. All the fancies. Hetu, it is the cause. Buddhi is the cause of all erroneous imagination. Asat, false, unreal thoughts, imagination. In buddhi all these come, na? Man and buddhi, all the thoughts come there only of the unreal world. But in the realized person, they don't disturb him. Why? Because his mind and buddhi is abiding in the Atman. Therefore, he is not disturbed. The world is mithya or asat. World is seen in the mind by vritti. When the mind or the vrittis are not there, no more mind. When we transcend the mind, what happens? We reach that state. That state of calmness we reach there. So who can enjoy this state? Brahmatmana, Brahmavida, Mahatmana. Mahatmana, the great one. Who is this great one? Brahmavida, knower of Brahman. Knower of Brahman, the great Mahatman will enjoy that state of calmness. Brahmatmana. Who is this person? Brahmatmana. He is identified with the Brahmanatmana. We are all identified with Anatma. So this realized person is identified with that Brahmatmana and he is enjoying that state of calmness. Yatra advayananda sukham nirantaram. Yatra where advayananda, non-dual bliss, sukham nirantaram. Constantly that sukh is there. He constantly enjoy the non-dual bliss absolute. Constantly, 365 days, 24 hours, he is enjoying that. Gurudev says, a Brahmatmana in one whose Atman has become one with the Brahman, that means identified with the Brahman or Atman, who one who has found his identity with the Self everywhere, he is called Brahmavid. Identified with everywhere means everywhere he is seeing Asti Bhanti Priya. In everything, in all objects, emotions and thoughts. The knower of the Brahman, Brahmaved, he has realized that he is divine and knows that the divinity in him is the divinity everywhere. The same tattva, existence, consciousness, bliss is in me and the same existence, consciousness, bliss is everywhere. Asti Bhanti Priya is everywhere. Only he who has realized this truth can keep his mind quiet. How his mind will quiet? Because he is seeing only Asti Bhati Priya. Naam Roop is the disturbance. Naam Roop is the disturbance on Asti Bhati Priya. His mind is always with the Asti Bhati Priya and the same Asti Bhati Priya is everywhere. How can there be a disturbance? There is no disturbance. Object, emotions and thoughts cause us to be agitated. The cause of their projection and the consequent agitations in the mind is the mind. It is the cause for the non-existent imagination agitation. Asat kalpa vikalpa hetu. So mind is the cause or the buddhi is the cause of our kalpana vikalpana. All thoughts are in the mind and the mind is agitated. When good thoughts come, then we say, I am happy. When bad thoughts come, I am agitated. Sukh and dukh is continuous. When the mind which always plays the dirty tricks is quietened, chitta vritti nirodha yoga, when it is quietened, there is total peace. Total peace. In deep sleep, it is always total peace. no mind at that time. When the mind which is responsible for the flights of fancy and chaotic emotion walk the path of sadhana, it realizes the self. When you do the sadhana, you realize the self. What is the sadhana? Karma yoga, karma sannyas, then nishtha. We will be discussing in today's chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita. It becomes completely quiet. The quietude of the mind is not because of the deep sleep or the stupor, but because of the experience of the objectless, unbroken bliss. He is experiencing that Satchidananda everywhere. Continuing on the Maunam.
Nasti nirvasanan maunat,
nasti nirvasanan maunat,
param sukha kriduttamam, param sukha kriduttamam, vigyatatma swarupasya, swananda rasapayinah nasti nirvasanat maunat param sukha kriduttamam vigyatatma swarupasya swananda rasapayinah.
So continuing on maunam, here realizes is observing maunam. His maunam is different from the common person's maunam. It is not the speech level maunam. We are talking about the maunam at the mind level. What is the state of his mind? State of mind of a jnani. So what is the best maunam? Shankaracharya says, nasti nirvasanat maunat param sukakrita uttamam. Nasti, there is nothing. Uttamam, great or more. Sukakrita, the source of happiness. When it is that? Nirvasanat maunat param. Freedom from the vasana. Nirvasana. Vasana? Vasana means our tendencies, impressions, likes and dislikes. Nirvasana! There is no more vasana, no likes and dislikes. In our BMI chart, vasana is not there. If you remember correctly, earlier we have discussed vasana are the most subtle. Then they express as a calm in intellect. Then comes kriya at the body level, at the gross level. Vasana, kriya, vasana, kam kriya. Vasana, kam kriya. So what is the cause of kriya? Kamana, at the mind level or the intellect level. What is the cause of kamana at the intellect level? Vasana. So when it becomes nirvasana, no more vasana, what will happen? No more calm in the intellect, no more agitation, no more agitation, no dictation of desire at the expression at the body level, no more expression. So there is nothing more greater source of happiness which comes from being free of vasana. It is a state of vasana-less mind. No more gurgling, agitation of vasana. In this state, we get best maunam. Mind is totally peaceful, quiet. It's not agitated. Vasana is not there. No likes and dislikes. It is the vasana which agitates our mind. Okay. Vigyat atma sarupasya swananda rasapayina. One who has directly known his nature, his true nature is the self. Vigyat atma sarupasya, knowing your own true nature, swa ananda rasapayina. He is drinking, he is the ananda of his own self. So one who has known his nature, he drinks the bliss of the self. So who will get this nirvasana? Nirvasana comes to that person who understands his own nature. Who understands his own nature. What is this vasana? This is ajnan. What is jnan? Knowing your own true nature. When you come to know your own true nature, what will happen? Ajnan will remain? No, it will not be there. Nirvasana. So how is getting this ananda? We get happiness when our desires are fulfilled, but he is getting ananda from his own self. He is drinking the juice of bliss, honey. This is real maunam. This was experienced by Gautam Buddha when he was asked, please tell us about your experience, maunam. Maunam. In Dakshinamurti Sotram, we see mauna vyakya prakritta parabrahma tattvam yuvanam. Guru is yuva and the sishya are all vriddha sitting. And no discourse is going on. Guru is sitting like this. And the sishya are all, wise people, vidwan, sadhus. Only this much is sufficient for them to pass on the knowledge that jiva brahma ek. That's all. That is knowledge. Knowledge passed. Both were quiet. Not a single word was uttered by Guru. Knowledge happened. So what a realized person is supposed to do after the realization? No duty. He can live as he wishes. As he wishes. In Upadesha we find, Nashta manasa utkrishta yogina krityam asti kim swastiti yata. Nashta manasa. Mind is destroyed. Vasanas are not there. Utkrishta yogina. He has done whatever it should be done in this life. Utkrishta yogina. Krityam asti kim ka. Aur kya karne ka uska hai? Nothing is to be done. Swastiti yata. Where is situated? Where is his mind? His mind is in the self. Oh. What he does, we'll see more in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam
Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.